halfway through. Are you on, Julie?
We have the sheet for my science. Is that in there?
Good morning, everyone. Barnes County Commission meeting Tuesday, April 7th, 2026, 8 a.m. Barnes County. Roll call, please.
Sean.
Here.
Pete.
Here.
Bill.
Here.
Vicki.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Let's all stand by doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Motion to approve.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Public comment. What's the public comment on?
Nobody submitted.
We have to ask.
Oh.
Nobody submitted anything.
Okay.
Okay. You got anything on the tracks for the sheriff?
I can come up if you want to.
Unless we have to wait for the 15th for if you got somebody coming with you.
No.
Okay.
Jessica could help me with it, but so. Hello, commissioners. So basically, I know Jessica and Randy have been working on this to track that ATV that we have. It makes them much more usable. I don't need to explain that to you guys how that works, but they've basically got all the funds except $11 and some odd cents.
So they did they go to the Eagles and get something there then?
Yep, they went to the Eagles. Okay. And they gave like the extra $2,000 or something.
Yeah, I think it was short about $2,500.
Was that what it was? Yeah.
If I remember right. Because the tracks were like 7,500 installed.
Yeah.
And we got a grant for like 5,000.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, what about the rest? And I said, let's check with Eagles and see if they would fund some. So they funded it all but $11?
That's my understanding, yeah.
Okay. So then we just need to make a motion to approve to let you do it then.
I'll make a motion to approve that.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second, is there any further discussion?
Where is this through?
Bayshore, I believe.
Bayshore's going to do it.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
It's a ranger then?
Well, we've got a ranger, and the tracks on it, somewhere along the line there came out with a grant that you could get $5,000 for these tracks.
Mm-hmm. Well, just seeing if we're doing it locally or if we're doing it.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, by getting it, we still had to come up with like $2,500. And I said, well, it's not really free then. If that's the case, why don't we check like with the gaming fund out at the Eagles and see if there's something there that they would do. So that's what they ended up doing. And I had not heard until just now. So, okay. Roll call.
Mike.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Okay.
Right, thank you.
Where do you keep that at?
What's that?
Where do we keep that at? Airport?
Oh, yeah.
Storage facility?
Yep.
Do we ever use it?
We have. You know, it's kind of one of those things where when you need it, you need it. Like, even like this latest thing with the Silver Alert, there was a possibility, but I mean, ours is just, it's not real usable without tracks, we kind of found out.
Okay. Not in the wintertime.
No, wintertime or spring, like, some of the things we've gone on in other counties where we've helped, and they have tracks, I mean, they're able to go through fields where we would have never been able to go through, so this will help.
Yeah, the real fire has one of tracks, and it makes a lot of difference.
Yeah.
Are they using drones trying to find that guy?
I don't know. The Highway Patrol called yesterday, and they flew over with their plane. They did a grid over our
county.
Nothing
yet, huh? Mm-hmm. Wow.
No. But you're looking for a needle in a haystack, you know. So
he's got to be almost held up somewhere, you would think, because otherwise he'd be having to get gas since Friday or whatever day it was. But
yeah, gas and food are the basic, you know, food's the basic need.
That's so they hijacked him and kept going.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you think they'd use his credit cards.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a bad deal.
Too bad.
Yeah, it is. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
What's the timeline on that then, Pat? You know?
I don't know for sure. Couldn't tell you. We'll work on it soon.
Okay.
All right, Highway Department ain't here yet. Dispatch ain't here yet. Auditor's Office, approval of the minutes. Everybody's got a copy of them.
Move to approve.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. County Government Week. If we shoot for the 21st, that's our next meeting. Right?
Yep. 21st.
Okay. I did potentially line up everything for tacos, so we're on the list for that. So as long as everybody's okay with doing it that day, then let's make it that official then. That's our county official county week. And then we'll do walking tacos that day.
What time are we gonna start
that? Doing that?
11 o'clock. I told them to have everything all set up by
was it 11 to 1 or 1:30 or something?
1 o'clock, I think.
1 o'clock, I think it was.
I'll be there.
I told them I'd give them the official today, but I pretty thought it would go. So Bill does a good job at it, and it's done. Yeah. And he's local, so.
Mm-hmm. 11 a.m.?
Yeah, 11 to 1. Did you have anything else, Julie?
Just to say that we have our annual HR conference coming up in Bismarck on April 22nd through the 23rd. Some of us will be attending.
Not all, just some?
No, not all of us.
Okay. From your office, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So you'll still have your office open
while
you're gone?
Yep. And then applications for ballots will go out this month, too. So we got a big mailing coming up.
Okay. Well, we don't have anybody else here yet, so let's go into commission discussion. Pete, what do you got?
On 18th, I attended the Upper Cheyenne Water Resource Meeting at the Eagles, and that's where they all do flood out, looking at, of course, on that. Now there's no...
This call will be recorded.
At this time, there's no flood outlook or anything. They just did their usual survey, their summary of the core, summary and everything for that.
They have a lot of snowpack in the upper.
There's no snowpack in the upper. No. Not at that time. You know, now since they've got some snow. But. We had the Barnes County Township Officers meeting on the 26th, which we all attended. On the 1st of April, I went to the... At the fire hall, we had a review from the National Weather Service of the June 20th storm, saying how things could be better, things could be improved. One mention was sirens out the lake. I don't know how that would ever happen. You know, like Gwen Crawford lives at Jewett's Beach, and there's, of course, no siren. Once power goes out, nobody had any warnings. There wasn't any tornado warnings out there. It was just a review of what could be done.
What could be done, yeah.
A lot of trouble with the National Weather Service. We get ours out of Fargo, and actually by the time Western Barnes County gets the weather, it's probably moved through there.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to coordinate more with Bismarck, because Bismarck tracks it all the way to the county line.
Yeah.
You know, those tornadoes, they were passing HUBDAs already when they got the warnings.
Yeah.
So that was just an update on that, went to that. Then the same day I attended the open house at Columbia Grain, the new pulse plant thing, and I just gave a greeting from the county for that. I guess they had contacted everybody, and I was the only one that responded, so... let's see. On the 3rd of April,
I don't think I got one.
From Marine LeGrand, you didn't get an email?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
No.
She said she had contacted everybody.
Mm-hmm.
no, because I was curious. And I,
you asked me about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
She said she'd contacted everybody, and I was the only one who responded to her. So I don't. Mm. So anyway, I was there. We had a value-added egg meeting at the Rosebud again for the value-added egg committee. Just trying to think of new ways to, you know, keep the hog farmers one value-added egg. The Columbia Grain added 15 employees out of Berea, and hopefully they're mostly local people.
Hopefully.
You know, I mean, some of them might drive from Jamestown or Fargo, but it's a local job. Hopefully it's local people. Little projects like that can add a lot of value to the airport, to the area. Yesterday we had an airport meeting. They renewed the contract for Mead and Hunt. I guess they renewed every 5 years for the engineering firm. So another company did bid it, but they rank them on different categories in the Mead and Hunt one again. So they're going to open bids this week for air rehab on the apron area. It's about a $300,000 project. They've got quite a few bids on it, so they're hopeful it should come in. They had hay openings for the hay bids on the airport property.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just open.
They awarded the gate shots this year. So he was a high bidder.
For hanging up there?
Yeah, he was a high bidder. There was two bidders. He was a high one. Other than that, it's pretty much airport. In March is usually a slow month. They did have good gas sales. They had 1,397 gallons of gas sold, which they were surprised for the month and the weather we had. I did check on the VA van. You know, we had a little fender bender a couple months ago, and we have got an insurance check, and we have to pay $500 deductible, and it'll... They had to get fixed on Blair's Body Shop. Gets the parts. It's not much. I mean, it's almost... The guy could have...
You were saying that?
Yeah. I mean, it's not broke bad, but it's damaged, you know. So you got to fix it. I mean, if it was an old Jeep van that somebody had, they'd probably put duct tape on it. But we don't want to be driving around with duct tape on it. So that'll get fixed up. We've got the insurance check on it. So that's about all I got.
Okay. Sean.
You had a social service meeting yesterday, but they moved it to every other month, so I have nothing to report on until next meeting.
Okay.
That means there's no trouble in social service anymore.
Yeah. Mike.
No more than state taking it over.
Well, pretty much it's been city, county, health. I'm going to go over here. Katie resigned on the 31st of March. So we reposted the position right away, so it'll be open for a couple weeks.
Okay.
We contracted for a second physical therapy entity to increase the home health, and that's still just incorporated. Looking at remodeling, like I said before, that front desk for privacy.
Yeah.
That gets paid from a HRSA grant. That's where that's going to get paid out of. They worked with Jamie on that trailer, and they're going to, I think they changed that MOU to that we're going to do the insurance part. So that was one discussion we had there. We talked a little bit about measles because there's another case that's close down to Ransom. They had the new hire, which was Heather Owens. She's a nurse for 2 years and be doing home health and office nursing, working on getting her certification. We went over a bunch of the financials down there, and kind of the summary is that you know, early in the year, you get all the mill levy stuff, so they're still looking at, they've got a good, stable cash balance, but still going to have to watch the cash flow through the year because it's going to be tight down there with the budget they got. So. But no, we're sitting there. I know there's at least one applicant that come in for the position, and it's open at least till next Tuesday, and then we'll see where we're at next Tuesday.
Okay.
Looking for a new director down there.
Okay.
That's all I've had here lately.
Okay. Vicki?
Well, I went to the South Central Regional Council, and the big meeting is actually going to be in April 15th at the Gladstone, if you guys want to go to that. Other than that, they were talking about CDBG grants will be opening soon. I think they have a $690 million that they are willing to give away for grants. And so I was suggesting some people go out there and...
$190 million?
That's what it says here, so I'm
believing
that.
For North Dakota?
Yeah. So anyway, you should go out and check it out, see if anything that you are trying to get is approvable through that.
I hit her last week.
Huh?
I hit her up last week for down in Litchfield.
How'd that work?
I just got to get her some numbers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're very nice at about helping people fill out their grants.
Yeah.
When is that main meeting?
The main meeting is going to be April 15th at 11 o'clock. Or
at Gladstone?
At noon at Gladstone, no. Sorry. 11 o'clock is our previous meeting. We have a board meeting, and then we have the major board meeting. So
we're paying them $32,000 a year. Are we getting that back in Barnes County?
Grants have been accepted in our area, but yeah, I believe we get our money back because we have gotten grants before.
What was the last one?
The last one was Daisy.
For what?
I don't remember. It was something to do with their infrastructure, I believe water.
Well, several years ago when Kerry was still here, we did that bridge up north with them, and they paid for that. I mean, we're talking a bypass bridge, which was like 20-some thousand, if I remember right. But they paid for doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
But we are paying them $32,000 a year. I just want to make sure we're getting our... If all these other towns are applying for more grants, we better get on the stick and do it, too.
Right, but the whole idea is last couple times, all the money for it went into one big pot and went elsewhere. Now they're starting to figure out that they should...
Localize it
better. But it's not the regional council's fault. It is above them that have done this, and that would be the housing thing.
Yeah, this one's brand new that she's talking about. That one you're talking
right.
about.
Right, this is brand new. And yes, everybody, there's a lot of people that applied, and South Central Regional Council does help with everybody's grant in the area, but if you don't apply, they can help you, and they try to push our grants along. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think they've done a good job for us. They have in the past, but yeah, this last 2 years, nothing, because somebody above them decided that they would pool all the money and go to one big project instead of all these small projects, but now they're going back to the small projects. So.
I called her last Thursday or Friday, and she goes, I don't know how you always know when we got something come out. She's lucky, I guess.
She's easy to work with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to make sure we're getting our value out of it. I mean, that's a lot of money going there.
Well, if we can subsidize Barnes County with it, we're getting our money out of it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of small projects.
Yeah. Like we haven't had any projects in a couple of years.
She works a lot with Jennifer Feist and gets money to them through all the programs that they have. They were helping with that program that we had to help with job training that went through Jennifer Feist. South Central Regional Council helped fund that.
They're pretty much the clearing house for any federal and state money.
Right. Yeah.
Without them, we'd be in our bag.
I just want to make sure we're getting our value for it.
It may not pay off every year, but it does pay off.
And sometimes it pays off really big.
Yeah.
But this last 2 years, it's been because of the housing authority above them has pulled the money and put it to one instead of, and the one that they did put it to, I can't remember where it was, but they went defunct after they got all their grant money, so it was not good. It was in Amanda. Okay, and then I went to the library meeting, and they were talking about the money that they got from the Carnegie Corporation, and they were trying to figure out what exactly they wanted to do with it. They're going to have a Summer Nights on Central on August 13. They're going to do extra big thing with that to celebrate the 250 years of North Dakota. They thought that that would, not North Dakota, the United States, that they would have this big party anyway, and that's going to take some of the money. They're going to try to replace the water fountain, and they're thinking about working on the storage shed, and they're thinking about putting in a projector and a changing table in the men's room downstairs. So they have all the, they have this $10,000 from the Carnegie Corporation, and that's their thoughts on where to spend it, besides extra books.
They don't need to spend on any specific idea?
Nope, nope. There was nothing that, except they couldn't spend it on daily operations. Other than that, they could spend it on anywhere they wanted to. So I went to that one, and I went to the Housing Authority. There wasn't much going on. And they put in new doors on the first floor of the building up there, but other than that, there wasn't much going on there. And then I went to Barnes County North meeting for, they need money for the school, and they need $700,000 a year for the next 8 years, so.
Several years anyway.
Yeah, so I went to that meeting.
Buck an acre.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Buck an acre for taxes.
Uh-huh, it's expensive. The only thing I didn't like about the whole deal with that was that they haven't specified the money for the payment, and I just want the money to go to the payment. I don't want to be sucked in where it can be used for everything, and then they think they have all this extra money, and they spend, and then 5 years down the road, they don't have the money for the payment. So I wanted it to be delegated for the payment. So they haven't said they're going to do that yet. So that vote will be in June. That's it for me.
All right. Winter show, we haven't had a meeting yet. That'll be next week for our final on how they did there. Met with Jamie, and we went over a couple of bridge project, culvert projects, and I'm guessing you'll be talking about those, so I'm not going to mention a whole lot about it. I did call because I kind of thought there was some grant coming on the one that Vicki called on, and I knew Litchfield was in need of some different things down there, so they have a pretty good chance on that. We had a meeting last week. Jamie and Dykwinski and myself, along with some of the city people and Jennifer Feist, and about teeing off the backside of our county shop up there and squaring off the property line back there. The city wants to put a substation somewhere up in that general vicinity for running the Columbia grain out there for the big thing. So we met with that on getting the ball rolling so we make sure we don't lose out on that portion, if at all possible. What else have I had? Can't think of anything else right offhand. Kudos to the highway department for taking care of all the snow this weekend. That wasn't easy to push. But he did a great job getting it all cleaned off all the highways. So anyway, that's all I got.
Another hazardous mitigation meeting tomorrow night.
Yep.
At the
Hack. Who all plans on going? You do?
I
might.
You might? Either one of you two?
We might have three there.
Okay.
I was thinking about going, but I don't think I will if these guys are going, because otherwise you have to have to publish it, even though it's published.
Yeah, they just notice it.
You have to notice it. It's too late to publish it.
Yeah.
Did you say you might go?
Well, I thought probably would, but...
If you're going, then I'm not going.
Then I won't. If we've got two and we didn't publish it, I won't go tomorrow night.
Okay.
If two want to go and keep the other ones of us informed, that'd be great, too.
If you want to,
go ahead.
Okay.
Two can go and keep the other one awake.
Yeah. I like that. Now, that was a good time, the first one. That's like watching...
It's a necessary thing, though.
It is, but it's almost like watching paint dry.
It's not the most exciting thing in the world.
Arvid, you've never been to a good meeting until you went to that one.
What meeting did I go to?
No, I said you've never been to a good meeting until you go to that mitigation plan meeting where we try to get everything in coherence again for the time being.
There are certain things in this life I can do without.
Now it's probably a good one to skip.
Jamie, come on up. Bring your sidekick if you want them.
You guys are out early on Saturday. It's a damn snow. I can't see you go by hardly.
Yeah,
I heard you.
Yeah, we were. Oh, thank you for the kind comments. That means a lot to the crew. Real briefly, we were out. I dispatched at 7. Normally, I don't send crews out when it's still actively snowing. However, it was a situation where we just had to go. Some of the guys who live at a distance had a hard time getting in, so that took a little while, but absolutely understandable. By 6 o'clock, I had everybody in and home for the night, so we put in, I was there 13 hours. The guys were 11 and 10-hour days, so they did a good job. Thank you for recognizing that.
You got the snow off. It was dried up by the end of the day.
Yeah,
it was amazing how quick it went.
Yeah, it was a really hard snow.
The road was actually dry by the end of the day.
Yeah, and that was the goal, was to get the asphalt dried off by the end of the day. They did a great job. They had a tough go, as you know, pushing in your own yards. It was wet and heavy, and we spent a considerable amount of time in the ditch, and nobody was hurt, minimal damage, so...
You just couldn't see, or...?
One, early in the morning, you know, when it's actively snowing, can't see when you're plowing. And then two, with the heavy snow...
It was hard to see the edge of the road.
It was hard to see the edge of the road, so if the grader or the truck tire at all touched the slough or the shoulder, it just sucks it in when it's so soft, so...
Especially if you got a blade down at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a hard go.
I received numerous phone calls, so I was just kind of wondering on the timeline of when you were going to be on our roads. Because I was like, people, this is...
Yeah, I thought that was interesting because when you had sent that, I had already had one truck in the ditch at Eccleston when you had sent that, so the truck had already gone by your place.
All I said is, you know, it's heavy, it's...
Plus, there's no travel.
And I said, maybe we have one or two people on vacation. I said, you gotta just
you gotta watch out for safety too.
Yeah,
you gotta be patient though.
When I make that call, you guys, it weighs heavy on my shoulders that I have over $3 million worth of asset, not to mention 15 lives and the seats of those pieces of equipment, and that's something that I'm very careful with. It was actively snowing. Normally, I don't send folks out when it's actively snowing. But it was in a point where we were going to have trouble with emergency services if we didn't at least try. So the public needs to remember that when the Sheriff's Department and the Highway Department puts out that no travel advice, it's not to go out and check the roads. It's to keep your butts at home so we can do our jobs. And... I really appreciate Sheriff McLaughlin and his team reaching out to us and jointly making that decision to post the no travel.
He called me.
It was a good thing. There was a lot of great teamwork on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we did have a brief after event evaluation with our own team, what went well, what didn't go well. So we're going to tweak a few things, but I think for the most part it was a...
Well, I just said that, you know, this is our first really major snow event for the whole year, actually. I mean, you've had some, but this was a big event.
Well, it was 18 inches of wet snow down in the Fingal Moon area. Mm-hmm. So if anybody knows anything about plowing wet snow, that's a mess.
I pushed up at the shop, and it was 25 feet out in front of me.
Yeah.
You just got put in this big wad.
No big damages?
No big damages, some minor some minor damages, a couple towing bills from Gills that we couldn't get out.
We already have them already in the works.
So I'm part of doing business, I guess. So anyway,
okay.
The nuts and bolts of why I'm here today, we're here to select an engineering firm for the Brown and Finger Bridge replacements. Bill sat in this round of interviews with me. So we held interviews with WSB, a firm out of Fargo, Bismarck, and surrounding areas, as well as KLJ. Scores were given based on the initial proposal documents. So anybody who hasn't seen proposal documents, they're packets that they put together for us to review prior to the interviews, and then that's what we asked them to come in on based on those. So we gave them a score for putting together their document and the accuracy of that, as well as 8 questions with 10 points each for a total possible score of 100 for each interviewer. A cumulative score was taken to determine individual ranking, and each interviewer's ranking was then compiled to determine the highest score on the sheet. So the results are WSB with 264 and KLJ with 287 points. Therefore, the committee would like to recommend to the full commission to select KLJ to provide construction and engineering services for the Brown and Finger Bridge replacement projects.
And engineering is all paid through the...
This is 100% covered.
Engineering, too.
Yep. Thanks to the help of Brian, when we applied for these projects, we were able to secure 100% funding on these.
Kind of on top of it from the start.
Yeah, from the start. So
we need to know the bid amounts, or doesn't that matter?
No, they don't bid those. It's a certain percentage of the total project state will pay.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
So moved. Or you made the motion.
Go ahead. You're fine.
I didn't know if you were asking for it.
No, you're good.
Okay. Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Bill.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Okay.
And they'll all be done by May 1st?
They did submit shop drawings for the boxes, so they're... We'll get those approved this week, and they'll start building them. And they thought, like, end of July.
It'll be this year.
Yeah.
Where did those get built then?
These ones are coming out of Bismarck. So they'll ship them over, and, yeah, they thought early August, probably start in a week or two at each site. So they'll be done probably in August.
Do you have a contractor for it?
Yeah, Midwest Contracting. Out of Marshall, Minnesota.
Got a phenomenal bid on that.
Yeah, we got super, there was like 8 or 9 bidders and super good prices, so that was good to see. And Midwest is one of the most prominent box culvert contractors that do work in the state, so we've had a lot of good projects with them. So.
Good. What do we have up for bid yet?
Viking Drive, and they're looking at, the state just called me here a week ago, and that got pushed back another month for bid, because as you're aware, the federal government is not funding DHS, Homeland Security, which is the mothership for FEMA, and because we need signatures from FEMA for part of the staging and the construction project, we can't get a signature from those folks, obviously, because... So we're getting pushed back. I am apprehensive that that's going to be a go this year. But we'll see.
For construction?
For construction.
I would imagine that construction will be next year.
It could end up where we have Viking and Peterson going at the same time.
But, yeah, advantages to that are you get one contractor, hopefully, to bid them both and better prices, get them in the area while they're here. But, yeah, I... have my doubts that pushing this a month is going to give FEMA enough time to get there.
Well, it's still a safe, usable bridge.
It's still safe and usable, So it's been like giving birth to an elephant. We've been working on, 5 years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we replaced the historic bridge faster. That's what I told DOT.
Well, we went through two rehabs and couldn't get anybody to do them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But at least it's not closed. It's open to the public.
Right. It's open to the public, and we're still functioning. It's just I had great hopes that we could stagger the bridges, but maybe it's going to work out for the best for the county. It's funny how that always happens. So,
in your lifetime, you're hoping this would be replaced.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So there's a chance.
There's a chance, yes. During my time with you folks, that is one of my goals, is to get that replaced. Summer Nights on Central contacted me.
I was just going to say Highway 11.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When's that bid?
May 8th.
Yeah. May 8th. I forgot that.
That's Sanborn Road?
Yeah. A little concern with oil prices, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, there's like a 3-month kind of lag from when oil prices spike and when we see it in bid, so it's going to be kind of right on the edge of that. So, we'll see where they come in at.
That'll be very telling in May. So then we'll be off to the races.
Yep.
So, Summer Nights on Central. Sorry about that. I forgot that project. I don't know how, but they contacted me, and were wondering if the County Highway Department was interested in being part of their activities, like we were in the past. Last year we skipped over it just because we were pretty busy.
I think that was excellent that year we did it.
Yeah, we've done it twice. We skipped last year. It was missed. We heard several comments about it being missed. They want to have us come back. I would like to participate in that as in whole county, of course, my department, with your blessing. And I do believe that they're going to ask KLJ to co-sponsor that night as well. So can I have permission to get people organized to participate?
So you don't think your schedule, because last year your schedule was just wonky and you couldn't possibly do it.
Last year was the biggest construction year I remember in the 20-some years I've been with the county. This year things are a little bit slower paced. The flex funding not being awarded until late January slowed up the township projects. So I think we're going to have a little bit more time. And I know we were missed.
I got a lot of good feedback out of that that year.
Do we need a motion for that?
Yeah, let's make one.
Well, I'll make the motion that we participate.
I'll second that.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
And you still have guys willing to come in. It's evening.
It's
after hours. So
the guys love the
They're
kids.
Willing to do it.
Yeah, and in the past, I know that you guys have given a little bit of money for some candy, but
no need this year because we got KLJ now.
Yeah, the team at the highway department all pitched in $20 each. Out of their own pockets for the kids. I mean, you're not going to find a group of people.
Are we going to do it the same way?
I don't know if we'll do the excavator dump, or I'm not sure. We might have to come up with something different.
Do we have like a blower that we can just sit there and blow it at them?
Yeah, a snow blower.
We had thought about test driven.
It'll be in shreds, but okay.
Yeah. We were shooting it out of the back of one of the sander trucks, but it was very dangerous.
I was kidding, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It looked like fun, but it was dangerous. We'd take an eye out.
I think that worked out cool the last time.
Yeah, the kids really enjoy it. So, and it's a great way for the public to see us and put faces with names. And the crew enjoyed their time doing
that. So that'd be the last one for the summer?
Yeah.
I can't remember which one Rhea said. I'm sorry.
Isn't there one in September?
There's a Vikings welcome back.
It's the one before.
I think it's
August.
I think August, maybe.
August 13th is the one that the library board is doing. So.
Yeah, I wonder if that's not the one.
Are you going to have Jamin there too then?
I'll ask the whole county department.
I mean, that was, everybody kind of enjoyed seeing what we actually were with.
I'll reach out to all the departments and see if they want to participate. I know SO was there, and that's always a big drawing card. Every
all being winter's over now, you got extra time, you can do that.
You have to stop up at the shop. The walls are all crystal white, beautiful, shiny white. You guys finished washing those.
I was going to ask, how much did that stuff cost?
Oh, my gosh. It was like, I think it was almost $20 a jug.
Yeah.
And we went through a lot of it, but it was still cheaper than hiring it then. Plus, we already had our crew there. Yeah. So
I was just wondering if you got a place that gave you like a 10 gallons or something like that. You had to buy bottles then.
Yeah, we had to buy big gallon jugs from Smith and Handy.
Yeah, okay.
But it looks beautiful.
Roll call.
Sean.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Pete.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you get the new floor sweeper?
Yeah, Jamie
did.
Yeah.
Are you using it?
Oh, yeah.
Works good.
Works good. It's really nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. It's spoiling me, because Myron and I oftentimes were the ones that were spraying it down with water and squeegeeing it and sweeping it, and so it's been really nice. It's a big shop when you're doing it by hand.
Oh,
so,
you bet.
I appreciate that. So, anyway.
Thanks.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Good job on the roads.
Thank you.
Got the plows off now?
We're taking wings off today.
Done. Winter's done.
It's over. I called it.
Sarah, come on up. Good morning.
Good morning. I apologize for not emailing you guys all the stuff beforehand.
This is the one we talked about last week.
Yeah. I have some. Well,
you might have talked about it. I didn't hear.
My fingers are really cold this morning, too, so I apologize. This chill. Yeah, I got packs up here.
Oh, okay.
The good news is it wasn't our fault.
It wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
You're going to keep moving it? All right.
This should be the last one.
Sean.
There we go. Okay.
Is this a unit supposed to be?
So there should be three
and
bolts,
one.
And then my grant narrative. I just figured I'd share it with you. So first of all, Public Safety Telecommunicator Week is next week. The governor did sign a proclamation, so I don't need you guys to do that this year, but I just wanted to mention it. Because it's the one week that we get recognized, and it's, we try to put out a press release typically for the dispatchers and throw out some of our statistics that we do, the cool things that we get to do from behind six computer screens. So
I think they would all be interested in that tornado area, that how many calls you guys went through. So
yeah
it's very this of your guys' call is interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, they did a phenomenal job during the tornado last year. So that's been kind of our shining moment. that is next week, and that's all week long. So we'll have our dispatch meeting that week, and then some of the crew, we had some donations from community that provided some things for the dispatchers for recognition, so that was really amazing to see some community support. We can get to the radio stuff. So we started transitioning to the new siren system. On New Year's Eve, I had the state here doing some radio testing. I finally proved to them that we had coverage enough to go without that second tower being built. It wasn't any worse than what we currently have. They're still going to build the second tower to cover the gaps that we have. But in speaking with Sheriff and Chief Horner, they agreed that they would like to proceed forward with moving. So we started that transition in March. I had Mid-States Radio here to start programming my back room to get prepared for programming all of the law enforcement, and they started programming and realized that they quoted and ordered me the incorrect radios for recording.
Which we have had.
For 2 years, sitting back there. They did the same thing in another county, it sounds like. because, you know, we were supposed to start transitioning like 2 years ago, so we wanted to be ready to go. Mid-States will correct their mistake, and they will refund us, you know, what the incorrect radios cost, but we do need to purchase the correct radios. I did get the reimbursement when I bought those original radios, so we get to keep that, but the cost difference is about $10,300 and some change to get the correct ones. The difference is that the ones that they ordered for us don't hold encryption for law enforcement traffic, and they don't reprogram over the air, and that's how the state pushes out the encryption keys for that traffic. So that's why we have to have a certain radio. I did include, just for your reference, we had to replace a base station this last year for that paging channel that we paged like the fire departments and ambulance off of. One of those base stations are $10,000, so by using the mobile radios, we save like $6,000 a radio, even with their mistake and having to correct it. It's still cheaper in the long run than having all base stations. So that's that.
So in a nutshell, we ended up getting the wrong radios 2 years ago for what we need.
Yep.
And it's X amount of dollars to give these back and get the right ones.
Correct. They're going to cover the restocking fees, yep, if there are any, and they'll install them and whatnot and not charge us anymore for it.
So is this $19,000 what we paid 2 years ago?
That's what we paid 2 years ago.
And we'll get that back. Or
yes.
Credit towards the next.
We'll get that credited. Yep. The 29 is the ones that we need. And so, I verified with my NDIT contacts that these are the correct ones.
So is it just us, or is it like Sanborn Fire Department or anybody get the wrong ones?
Nope. So these are... Because
they've had them sitting on the shelf 2 years.
Yeah. So the difference is for to record law enforcement. So I'm required by Century Code to record emergency communications. We went this way because it was cheaper, and I can do that. I just built a rack in the back and stuck them on there. If we had to bug out, and we can dual purpose them also if we had to. Fire departments don't have to have encryption. Law enforcement does. That's where this comes in, because of the law enforcement aspect of it.
It's a little bit different style.
What's that?
It's a little different style.
Yeah.
No. So how many radios does this consist of?
Seven. Yep, this is seven.
So since these are more estate, considering throwing some more money away then?
Well, I got the reimbursement back already, so I'll get to keep that.
But did they know they were going to be this expensive?
Yeah.
Send out the reimbursement the first time?
Yes, and so this is, they're actually honoring the contract pricing that's been expired for 2 years also. So.
Okay, so these three pieces of paper that you gave us, the one is the return, which is $19,000, right?
Yep.
The new ones will cost us $29,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to take the money away, so we only owe $10,000.
It'll be about
correct.
Is that what all these are?
Yeah.
Because they're all invoices and they're in it.
Yeah. I just wanted to frame a reference for you.
So by their screw-up, it actually cost us
$10,000. So this is the invoice we'll be paying.
No, that's just, you can throw that one away if you want to. That was a consulate. That's an invoice for a consulate, a quote for a consulate.
What's a consulate?
That's that one base station.
Where they sit at.
So we don't need
that. No.
Okay.
Nope.
So
I did also.
So it's just these two, 29 correct. And 19. You're getting this back and this back. So it's okay. All right. Thank you.
And I did also submit a request for funds to the Eagles explaining the situation. So we'll see what we hear back on that.
So who gets these seven radios? Where do they go?
They sit in my back room in dispatch in my IT room.
And who uses it?
Everybody, me. They also.
Why do we need seven? I'm saying.
So, to record off of, to record the traffic. So I have 30 some talk groups that I can talk to emergency responders on the system. So those seven radios are programmed to scan those seven or those 30 talk groups and record the traffic off of those talk groups. Yep. They also, if we lost a tower for some reason, they're programmed so that way I can still communicate with responders even if a tower goes down.
But one of them wouldn't work. It would have to be seven.
Well, if you're going to record it.
Record it.
Yep.
And in today's world, you have to. I'll make a motion that we go along with the radio. We don't have a choice.
Oh. I'll second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Vicki.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Bill.
Yeah. Okay. And this could still get less than that if the Eagles pick something in.
Yes. Yeah, I asked for the full amount, but I also said we would be happy with anything that they gave us in gaming funds. And I wasn't looking through other options for funds as well from, like, Beck Communications has a grant program and things, too. So
do you want to try CVBV?
I can look at that. I think that one's typically for a larger project.
Right, but you never know.
Sure.
Because
yeah,
now they have downsized, so they're not going to do a big project. They're going to do a little project. So
yeah, I can look at that.
You could always call Tracy Redland, and she will help you out with that.
Yeah.
And she'll tell you whether it's viable for a grant. So.
Yeah. Yep. I've looked at that one a few different times for different things. So yeah. Definitely.
And she might actually have another option for you. There is like three grants going right about now. So.
Don't ask her about the courthouse.
Yeah.
Grants are tough.
On that all the time.
Yeah. But there is three of them that are going right now, and I think one of them closes the 14th.
Sure.
So if you want to call her this week and see. Because she's more willing to help with grants.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, and then the other thing, speaking of grants that I had on the agenda, is I wanted to let you know back in, I think, June of last year, I came to you and asked for your permission to apply for Safe Streets for All grant. And I found out that I was awarded $289,000 from NHTSA and DOT for this grant. So the county will get a comprehensive safety action plan, road safety action plan out of it. We will our demonstration project will be tying our CAD together with Stutzman to show an improvement on response times for crashes and hopefully a positive outcome in injury crashes. By tying our CADs together and being able to communicate across county lines, Siren will also, the radio system will also enhance that, I think, greatly. Right now, when we take a 911 call, because we have a lot of agencies that respond into our county that are dispatched, you know, we're surrounded by five other dispatch centers here and, you know, six other counties. And so we have a lot of other response area into our county, but our responders also go outside of our county. So we have to put that caller on hold to call that other county to get that responder paged out and then get back to our caller. And that's really hard on a caller when they're going through a really tragic time, when they're in an injury crash. So this will allow us to not have to break contact with our caller and hopefully improve that time of getting those responders going. And so I was awarded, like I said, $289,000 to do that through this grant. They also asked me to speak on a webinar that's published for 911.gov for the federal government. And so I spoke to about 400 people on this webinar about our application and our project. We're hoping that in our success that we can do this statewide. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty big deal and a really cool thing that we're doing. I have not signed, there's no contracts or anything yet, because as Jamie was saying, the DHHS, whatever it's called federally, is like way shut down and has been all year. So they've contacted me, we just don't have any contracts or anything, so as soon as we get that, then we'll have to meet. Jamie and I have been in contact, we'll meet as soon as I get all the stuff together, but NDSU's Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute and Kim Bockel has been a huge help with this as well. Jamie was excellent in helping kind of educate me a little bit on the road safety side of it. The Safe Streets for All is really excited about having public safety applying for these funds, because that's not something that public safety will typically go for, like the road side of things. So this is a pretty big deal for us, and I'm really excited for it. So just wanted to share that we were awarded it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thanks.
So this money actually comes to us to use.
Yeah.
If you want her phone number, I circled it there. If you want to copy it down so that you can have. I know it.
Tracy's?
Yep.
Yeah, thank you.
I got it on
screen. I lost a lot of sleep writing that grant. I really didn't think I was going to get it, so I cried a little when I found out that I was awarded it. But it's been pretty cool, and it was a really good learning experience. So.
And who was
good.
It through, North Dakota DOT?
No, Federal DOT, NHTSA, National Highway Safety Traffic Institute, and Safe Streets for All. They just released the 2026 notice of funding also. So
get on that one too, then.
Yeah, got to find a project for it, I guess. it is a cool grant, though, so I made some neat connections by it as well.
But, get one that'll get sirens in these other locations.
That could be potentially a project, yes.
Mm-hmm. Like area here, there, everywhere?
Like throughout the entire county would be great. These small towns that have outdated equipment, yeah, they want big bucks. I mean, this was actually kind of the other entity that was awarded that spoke on this webinar. There's only two of us that spoke. They had like a $1.2 million big project, and I was like, oh, this is beans compared to that, but this is big for us, you know. It's a lot of money for what we're doing. So
thank you for your hard work of actually applying for this. This is great.
I did not know what I was saying yes to, I'll admit that, but it was a really good really good learning curve and experience. This wasn't my original plan, but I was a part of the planning part on the state side, and then they asked me to take it on because Stutzman and us have the same CAD, and it was kind of an easy thing to do. So, but it was, like I said, great education. Now I know what a federal grant process entails, and holy smokes.
Thank you're goodness. That much more prepared for the next one.
Thank goodness for people that helped me. That's what I got to say. So it was
thank
a team
you.
Effort. So thank you guys. Appreciate it. And I'll keep you informed on the radio situation. So do you need a copy of that stuff, Julie, for numbers?
Yeah, if you would.
Okay. I'll email it to you if that's okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you much.
Amy?
Yeah, you had a question on the invoice.
Yeah,
the reason it was the food was purchased at Lamar was because we held a class down there, and so it was actually an extension agent in Lamar that taught the class, and so she just bought some of the food that they were serving the families there. So we're reimbursing them for that cost through our grant funds.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah,
we just had questions up here, so I said, well, let's find out.
It's Lamar County, and it's not Barnes County, so.
Right. It's my grant covers the region, so 9-county area. So some of the classes that we hold aren't in the Valley City area necessarily. So this one was held in Lamar, and I'm known the sales are just in Lamar.
And then we get reimbursed through the grant?
Right. Yeah, yeah, it's not our county dollars. It's funded.
Okay. That's what we figured.
That's what we were just trying to get around.
Yeah, no worries. Happy to answer.
That's why we asked. Thank you.
Yep, thanks so much.
All right. And you said Tanya's coming down early?
She said 9.
Okay.
So should we take a 5-minute break and then get into executive session?
Yeah, if you want to.
Sure.
I'll make a motion to move into executive session to discuss courthouse physical security as authorized by Century Code NDCC 44044-24.
I'll second.
Motion second. Roll call.
Mike?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Sean?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to have to ask you two gentlemen
back to session.
Regular.
I'll make a motion to address the wiring issue for security in the courthouse.
Okay, motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second, is there any further discussion?
And a timeline on this will be soon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pete?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Sean?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes. All right. Anybody got anything else?
How is our project coming?
Progress.
I hear.
Trying to figure out ways to eliminate the shutdowns due to noise, you know, when there's certain things going on. But
thanks for the call this morning.
What area are they working in now?
They're getting ready to transition over into Sean's office over here, 104.
102.
you have to move out then, or I mean, you got too much stuff to move out of that.
They're gonna cover the stuff that we need to with a sheet, and then Jordan and I will move out of the office. We have laptops, so we can work out at the highway department or down in the basement, mm-hmm. whatever. Not too big of a deal. And then they're gonna cover the equipment with sheets of plastic. That should be fine. We've already discussed all that.
So
we've got a plan.
There's no security issues there.
They've done background checks, so it's not a problem.
About social services, how is that going to work?
Yeah, we're actually been pretty accommodating.
Well, I just know when they get.
So they're taking everything out completely. That's confidential.
Okay.
They're locking everything
out. I just know that brought up the last meeting. We didn't have one yesterday. We won't have one until May. So
no. That's just ordered.
Okay. Okay. So we're on schedule.
A little behind at the moment. But a lot of that's due to equipment that you're not receiving yet. But everything's ready to go, so they can, once that equipment shows up, they can tie it in.
So our timeline is still...
Well, yeah, it's going to be... The overall is going to be met.
That is schedule.
I mean, we're going to have heat by fall. We won't have air conditioning this summer, will we?
Yeah, that's what I'm sure.
Probably not.
It's probably not going to happen.
But we, our main goal is to have heat by winter.
Yep.
Good job.
Motion to adjourn.
Thanks.
So moved. Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thanks, everyone.
Any more? Are we just paying the bill?